Everybody, Parashat Noach. Noach is, first we have to understand, who is this guy Noach, that from this destroyed world is the only one who is being saved with his family? What made him better than others? And maybe we should learn, because in the end of the Parsha, last week, it's written, V'Noach matza chen b'enei Hashem. The Kodesh Baruch Hu liked Noach. He had something. And if we want to understand, maybe this is the reason he was saved. Not because he was a tzaddik. Because it's impossible that he was the only tzaddik. And if we're talking about tzaddikim, how can you destroy kids that didn't do any sin? Didn't sin yet. And in our parasha, it says, Ele toldot Noach, Noach ish tzaddik tamim haya bedorotav, et ha'elokim italech Noach. Something strange here?
Yes, very strange. Why
what?
Is favoring one person?
Yeah, and why is it Noach three times in the same pasuk? Ele toldot Noach. Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedorotav. Et ha'elokim italech Noach. Noach, those are the toldot. How can you say toldot in English? Descendants or toldot is his story or general? It depends. Toldot also is. When we lose to learn in Israel history, it was called Toldot Israel. Mm-hmm. So in other Toldot is talking about generation, talking about history, or what is his story? Let's put it this way. And then this is the story of or those are the things he did. Say, what is Toldot? Toldot, says Rashi, is Maasim Tovim of Tzadikim. That's the toldot, what comes out of them. The influence they have, or the things they did. Noach ish tzadik. Again, Noach. Eldot Noach. Noach ish tzadik tamim. He's about tzadik. Not just a tzadik, tzadik tamim. Like a whole tzadik. Like a perfect tzadik. Bedorotav. In his generation, which is also very interesting. Eta elokim italech Noach. He walked with God. In other words, we have a beautiful description about Noah. When we have to understand why three times Noah in the same pasuk, while we know that the Torah doesn't use words just freely. Even every letter's got a meaning. So if the Torah is telling us Noah, 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 it's got to mean something. And then the next pasuk, Vayoled Noah, again Noah, Shlosha Banim. And he brought to this world three sons. But we already being told this last week, Parsha. So now maybe start to organize what's happening here. So we understand and realize that the reason that Noah was saved is not because he is a tzaddik. This is the description. He is a tzaddik. That's a fact. He's a tzaddik. But Noah matzachen b'nei Hashem. God liked him. Now if we will find out why God liked Noah, we have here something unbelievable. Because it has nothing to do with a tzaddik. It's got to do with something that Noach did that the Kodesh Baruch Hu loved. And because of this, he saved him. In other words, if we will find out what it is, we are also going to be saved. God is going to like us, to love us. So let's find out what it is. So, Ele Toldot Noach. Noach ish tzaddik. Toldot, as we say, is normally it will say, what are you, the toldot is, how do you say, descendants or descendants, those are your descendants, your children, your okay. So it goes together with Vayoled Noach Shlosha Banim, that Noach had three sons, so those are his descendants, and he was a tzaddik tamim. And by the way, we'll see in the parsha that Noach is being called three things. Here is tzaddik tamim, then it's called only a tzaddik, and at the end of the parsha is Noach isha adama, the land of the man of the earth, which is also very interesting. Now, maybe what the Torah is trying to tell us, the same story that we will see later on with Avraham Avinu. Why was Avraham Avinu being chosen to be the leader and the father of our nation? What was his power? That, for example, if we're talking about the children of Noah, which had this great yeshiva, Yeshivat Shem Ve'Eder. They're the yeshiva which all our fathers learned them. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yeshivat Shem Ve'Eder. But nobody talks about it. All starts with Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu is also called Avraham, that my lover, my love. Avraham Moavi, the one who loves me. And maybe this is the big lesson for us. When we love somebody, first of all, we will do much more than what we have to do. But then we'll also make sure that when we are not there anymore, somebody is going to look for him, after him, to love him. Yes? If you really love somebody, you want to make sure that if you're gone and you're not here, he is protected, he's got somebody to look after him. Now, what is Avraham Avinu did? Avraham Avinu loved God in a way that he said to himself, one minute, what's going to happen when I'm gone? Who is going to love God? So he made sure that he transfers this knowledge and this love to the next generation. So we have Yitzchak. And from Yitzchak we have Yaakov, and then we have Am Yisrael. And maybe this is the same story with Noah. The Torah is telling us what is his good deeds? Vayoled Noah Shlosha Banim, his children. In other words, he made sure that he is passing the message to the next generation. And this is what God loves. If we make sure that our next generation goes in the ways of God, this is what God loves more than anything. Because this means that it's not going to die. It's going to live forever. And this is our message. And this is what God wants us to do. And this is why Noach matzachen b'nei Hashem. Because Noach made sure. There are a lot of people that are talking about against Noah, why he didn't take care about all generation. He only took care of his family. And the real truth is, if we will understand how corrupt this generation was, it was impossible for Noah even to try and do something with them. But he made sure, which is a hard job. And I don't have to tell you, if you live in a neighborhood of goyim, or a neighborhood of people that are, let's say, not exactly the best people of the world, and you have to educate your children, is it easy?
No. But even Noah had that problem. Out of his three children, one was not a good person.
Not only one. Let's put it in other ways. Only one was the one who continued the legacy, which is Shem. That's the real truth. Because Yefet didn't go in the way. Eventually he was better than Ham. Mm-hmm. But he still didn't do it. So, but that's another issue. Also Avram didn't have all his children going in the way. Only Yitzchak. And also Yitzchak had Esau. So, we see that it's not so simple. And we all know, anybody who lived in not such a good environment understand it more than anybody else. And especially if you are religious or you have a certain belief, and all those people around you don't believe in what you believe, and they act in different ways, and you have to educate your children in the right way, it's not easy. So imagine to yourself a whole world that is corrupted, and Noah goes against everything, and he succeeded to give this education to his kids. Okay, so he wasn't 100% successful, but imagine to yourself with what he had to deal. Yeah. This is not simple. And this is exactly the point that God loved him. Not because he was a tzaddik tamim. That's a good thing. But he wasn't a tzaddik only for himself. And this is, by the way, very interesting, because everybody talks about Noah being egocentric. Like he really didn't look for the generation like Avraham Avinu, who tried to spread the message. But the real truth is that he will try and look at the three different ways that Noah is described, we will find the answer. In the beginning, Noah is tzaddik tamim. He was complete, innocent in his belief. Why? Because he closed himself from the outside world, so nothing could influence him. Which from one side was necessary, but from the other side, that's not the right way. It's like, you know, you have two kinds of tzaddiki. It's like, you have a tzaddik, my son told me this years ago, this rabbi used to say, what we all know, we have the tzaddik in pelts. You have the tzaddik, it's cold, he takes a coat, and he covers himself, he is hot. But all the others are still cold. But you have the tzaddik that instead of taking a coat, he takes a heater. And he puts a heater on that will spread the warmth to everybody, not only to himself. And there is a big difference between those tzaddikim. Because we are looking not for the tzaddik that cares only for himself. We are looking for the tzaddik that cares for everybody. Because otherwise, there is nothing is going to go on. It's finished. And so 1 minute, how does this go with what we said now? But this is exactly what happens later on. God comes to him and tells him, you are going to build an ark. You know how many years? 120 years. Now, imagine to yourself, this guy building an ark. People are not asking him what's going on?
Of course.
Is he not answering? Yeah. Of course. So in other words, now Noah is not a tzaddik that closes himself. He is a tzaddik. That's why God calls him Otcha Ra'iti Tzaddik. And Rav Zalman Sorotskin says that's a higher level. Not a lower level. We would think it's a lower level. Before the tzaddik tamim, now he's only a tzaddik. No. That's a different level, and in a certain way, a higher level. Because now, Noah has to deal with his corrupt generation. And by the way, they even try to prevent him to go into the ark. In other words, Noah now is not the tzaddik that only covers himself. He tries to convince the others that there is going to be a flood because of the bad things they're doing. Do tshuva. Doesn't help. Which also proved that his first stage was quite right. Because whatever he does for 120 years doesn't move them. They're still going in the bad ways. Now, what happens when he comes out of the ark, he's called Ish Adama. So here also there are people that say it in a wrong way, and I'm trying to see it in a good way. And what is the good way? You see, we went through all the Yom Tovim like we were covered with this ark. All around us, the high water, storms, cannot exist outside. So God put us in this place, in order, in this ark, in order to put us through a certain procedure and a certain period of time. But now, God tells us, Tse me'ateva, get out, you have to start living. In other words, Noach Isha Adama is maybe his job. Now he starts his real job. Till now, he was fighting in order to get to the stage when he can... What is he doing now? What is he doing now? He's coming out. Imagine to yourself this picture. You know, you see it in films. Like you have those apocalyptic films. You see, you come out, everything is destroyed. There's nothing there. You see cars, rusted cars, you see building ruins, you see there's no living soul. And then, yeah, when we go out now, you hear birds, you hear people. Now you go out of this ark and you hear nothing. The whole world is destroyed. There's nothing there. What is the feeling? It's a very bad feeling. So this guy... He's got a job, and the job is rebuild the world. And here it's very interesting because we see this idea about three a lot of times. We said three times Noah is mentioned in the beginning. Three different description of Noah. He's got three children. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov is also three. The sons of Adam HaRishon are also three. But there is something interesting happening. Adam HaRishon brings Cain and Hevel. but they die. One is being killed by his brother, and the other one is punished that his ancestors and everything he's got later on is going to be destroyed, which happens. And the whole world is really going on, starting now again from Noah, which is the son of Shet, the great, great son of Shet, which is the third son of Adam HaRishon. Also, when we go, as you said, you mentioned, that Noah's kids are not exactly saints. Ham, definitely not. And who is the one? Also, we've got only one that comes out of this and does the right thing. Now, how many animals did we get into the Teva? We don't know how many. We didn't count. Nobody's telling us. But there is something very interesting telling us. They were all couples. Male and female. Male and female. Two. Why? Why do you need men and female? In other words, we need the two to make three. We need the two to make three. What was the problem with Cain and Hevel? Hevel was the spiritual side. But he was whole spiritual. That's why when he brings a sacrifice, he brings the best of the best, which is very good. But there is a small problem. When you are so spiritual and you're not connected to earth, you do nothing. And the world, this world, cannot exist like this. From the other side, we had Cain. He is all earth. He wants to enjoy the physical side of the world. Doesn't care about the spiritual side. So this is no good, and also this is no good. We understand that Cain is no good, but it's very difficult for us to understand that Hevel is also no good. But this is the real truth. It's the same as I always say, if somebody sits in the yeshiva the whole day and learns and does nothing with it, we don't need him here. He's giving nothing to this world. He could have stayed up there as an neshama. But here, we have to work. We have to combine the spirit with the body. As we said, that the first pasuk of Bereshit says it. Shamayim va'aretz. Neshama, heaven, and earth, which is the body. In other words, this is again Cain and Hevel. Cain and Hevel are no good. Hevel is too good, and Cain is too bad. And you need the middle. Who is the middle? Shet. Shet takes the spiritual side and the physical side and combines them together, and then the worlds go on. The same story with maybe the children of Noah. If we think about it, Ham is like a beast. He's an animal. All the desire. What he does is a beastly thing. Like his father is naked and they say that we did something with him. This is really the lowest part of human being as an animal. That's not a human being. From the other side, Yefet is very spiritual. What comes out of Yefet? The whole Western culture. Think about it. That's Greek. That's Rome. That comes out from Yefet. And it's written, Yafit le Yefet. He was beautiful. Yefet, Yafet. He was beautiful in a spiritual way, but not the right spiritual way. You need also, it's not enough, as we said, Evel was too spiritual, maybe in the right way. But you have to be connected to deeds. This guy was very spiritual, but in the wrong way. Because we all know, today, everything is based on the Greek culture. Everything. If you look at the first word of everything, comedy, tragedy, the old Greek words. All the culture. Olympiada. What is an Olympic? What's the Olympic Games? It's a Greek word. All those are Greek words that the Roman took later on. But it all came from the Greek culture, which is Yefet. And then is Shem. Shem understands that you need a spiritual side, and you need the physical side, but you have to combine them in the right way. So from him comes Noah. Noah, from Shet comes Noah. From Noah comes Shem. And from Shem, who comes? Avram Avinu. But Avram Avinu, which is now already on the right way, is also not the father of our nation, because Yaakov is the father. He is the top man, okay. But Avram Avinu has to have Yitzchak, and only after we have Avram and Yitzchak, then we have Yaakov. What happens here? The same story in a different way.
Jacob and
What's happening here is that Avram is Chesed. He is all Chesed. Yitzchak is Gvura. It's strength. It's Din. It's law. It's judgment. Until Avram Avinu and Yitzchak are not combined in Akedat Yitzchak, it's not the what we need. Only on Akedat Yitzchak, when they are going together, Avram and Yitzchak, can Yaakov come to this world. Yitzchak only got married after the Akedah, because he needed this experience in order to elevate himself with his father, Avram, to get to the combination of Chesed and Gvura in the right mixture in order to bring to this world Yaakov Avinu. The same story is with God, the animals that go into the ark. They are man, male, and female. Because only when you take the male and the female together, you can have children. Otherwise, there are no children, there is no continuance in the world. Which brings us back to the beginning. Why did God liked and loved Noah? Because he had this power of continuance. He has this power to give the message to the next generation. And this is what God loves more than anything. The power that we have to give to the next generation. And if we want to find out a lesson from this parsha, one of the big lessons of this parsha, is exactly this point. Now we're going out, Chodesh Cheshvan, Sof Chodesh. Chodesh Cheshvan's got no Yom Tovim, nothing. Why? Because this is the time to practice. We had so many Yom Tovim. We had so many light that shined on us. And we have no so many tools now. In order to show God, here we're going out. And we are going to practice everything in the right way. And talking about practicing in the right way, and especially to understand and realize that we're not alone in this world, because there was something very interesting with Noah, and with this to end this shiur. Vayizkor Elokim et Noah. And God remembered Noah, that he put him in the ark with all the animals. Well, God's got a problem remembering. What, you don't know that you put Noah in the middle of the water there? You have to remember? But what does this remind us? If you remember, one of the main things in our prayers on Yamim Noraim, in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, was zichronot, rememberness. What do we do then? We want God to remember the good things we did. We want God to remember this good relationship we had. In other words, to remember means good things we do. So in other words, what is God here now? Vayizkor Elokim et Noach. Because if you think that Noach, with all what he did, it was enough, and he now could build this new world? No. He had to go through another stage. And this stage was being in this ark and dealing with all the problems of his family and with all the animals and feed them. And you believe this is a hard job. This is chesed. Chesed is olam chesed ibane. In order for Noach, with all his virtues, with all his values, to go out of the ark and build a new world, he needed what? Chesed. Without chesed, there is nothing. Vayizkor Elokim et Noach. And then, everything stopped and he tells Noach, go out. And by the way, if I remember right, Vayizkor Elokim et Noach v'et kol ha'chaya v'et kol ha'bema asher ito bateva, that are with him in the ark. Well, we understand it. What's the meaning with him? With him in the meaning that he deals with them. He is with them 24 hours a day. This is chesed. By the way, the big lesson here is also that we have to take care of all the creatures of God. Not only about himself, or only about our family, or only about the Jews, or only about human beings. The whole creation. This is our job. It starts, of course, from yourself and your family, and then on. And then, וידבר אלוקים אל נוח לאמור, צא מן הטבע. Which is very interesting. It is ordering him to get out of the ark. Sometimes we have to get the order from God to get out to real life. Sometimes now we went through this, all those Yom Tov, it's after Yom Tov. We have to deal with all the normal things. And sometimes we need this guy who tells us, get out, start working, start doing things. And while we do this, don't forget for a minute, it's all built on chesed. What is chesed? I think a year ago or something, or 2 years ago, I don't remember, my wife woke up in the middle of the night, she's got stomachache and this and that, and she's vomiting, and and you know, I'm not so sensitive, and my wife is more sensitive than me, so I imagine to myself, okay, well, the next morning, I wake up, and I've got the same thing. But in a way, heart pain. And I'm telling to myself, oh, I was not sensitive enough to my wife, so God is telling me, I'm going to give you something that you will understand what is pain. And it's nothing to do, you don't take the level of pain, or start judging, it's not so terrible. That you feel the pain now, you understand. If somebody is in pain, you help him. Be sensitive. Are we sensitive to our friends? Are we sensitive to our family? Or let's say, are we sensitive enough? So this is also one of the lessons. So let us all get out of the ark of the Yom Tov and start doing good things. Start making sure that we leave an impression on this world, a good impression, by doing good things to our family, to our friends, and of course, be sensitive to what's happening around us. Oh, yeah.